Heartline is now on the air. What is Heartline? I'm sure glad you asked. This is the program Heartline. It's the weekly radio voice from the Evangel Home of Fresno. The Evangel Home has been blessing women and children in crisis since way back in 1955. Every week on Heartline, your host is Jim Tuck. This week is no exception.
Thanks, Ken. It is always such a treat to turn on the little machine I hold in my hand here with a microphone pointed this direction, and look forward to pointing it a couple of other directions as we talk with Brittany in just a little bit. And Jerry Brenneman is here, the director of all things Evangel Home, sitting in her office at 137 North Yosemite in beautiful downtown Fresno, or at least one of the beautiful blocks becoming that way in downtown Fresno. And Jerry, Brittany's been with us before, and we spent an unusual amount of time exploring some things with her before we opened the mic today. Usually we just say, hi, let's pray, let's talk. So we kind of know where we want to go with this conversation, but reintroduce Brittany, and then we want to talk to her about some very specific things.
Okay, thank you, Jim. Brittany is in our Crossroads program. That's our apartment next door to where we're recording. That program is she has her own apartment over there, but it's not just an apartment. She has been with us now long enough to have seen a bunch of classes, boundaries, issues of abuse, anger management, crafts, Bible study. So she really, when she was accepted into the program, had decided to pretty much immerse herself in good things, to turn around the direction she was going. And she tells me that she was on the radio about 9 months ago when she moved next door. I don't remember that show, but whatever has gone on in those 9 months is what we want to talk about. But I'm having a feeling, Jim, that the young woman who sat here 9 months ago still had this beautiful smile, still made me laugh, still made me smile. Because what I remember about Brittany when she was first in the crisis home, and she's young. How old are you, Brittany?
24.
Okay, so she's really one of the younger ones here. But it was as if she was trying on a new person every day. And she would have on not just different clothes, but whole entirely different clothes, whole entirely different appearances. It's like, okay, this is who I'm going to be today. You know, one day it might be Scarlett O'Hara in her big, huge gown or something. And the next day it was a hippie. And it was like trying out. And do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
And she always looked fantastic. We had a gal here a couple years ago, Emily, another youngster. And Emily would always be wearing neckties and funny shirts. And, man, she could pull it off. So I love that that self-discovery that I see some of them on. And I've seen Brittany on that. It's been a self-discovery. She said she let Jesus flip her switch this time, and we went from what was to what can become, and I'm very excited to see what he is really going to do with her.
All right. Well, we definitely want to spend some time now talking with Brittany. We need to back up, Brittany, and remind us and our listeners of why you came to Evangel Home. I mean, yeah, it's obviously for homeless women. So you had no place else to stay. Why did that come about? What's your background?
My background basically is just in the streets. I was a person who had my foundation based in the streets, on the world, just leaning on people and never leaning on God. And basically I came to a situation where everyone turned against me, family members, friends, and they're still not saved. They haven't gave themselves to Christ. And so it was really kind of uncomfortable situation. And so I had just came to Evangel Home just looking to...
What, was there substance abuse involved? I mean, were you...
Yes, involved? It was physical abuse. I had got into altercation with my dad and my family members, and they threw me out of our hotel, not knowing if I had really a way to get back to Fresno because we was in Las Vegas. And so God made a way for me to get to Fresno, and he opened up the door for Evangel Home.
And how did Evangel Home come into the picture? Where did you hear about Evangel Home?
I had came with a family member months ago, and I didn't even know anything about it, but I remember telling her, this is a beautiful place, and I'll do anything to be here, and I think that you should take a chance. But she didn't want that chance, but I didn't know that God was showing me it for myself.
So you had visited with another family member that
yes.
you were hoping would actually make a be part of the Evangel Home family.
Yes.
Okay, so you walked in the door and you found a bed, found a room, found a place to stay. At what point, what was going on in your minds? I mean, if Jerry's correct and you were nodding about the wardrobe changes, mm-hmm. you're exploring Brittany. Where am I going to land? Who am I going to be?
Yes.
At what point did the thoughts of Crossroads and a long-term commitment to change become important in your thinking?
I think like almost at the end of my 28 days, because the 28 days stay, so probably like at the 25th day,
yeah.
I was like, you know, I was really in denial about the person who I was and who the Lord was trying to make me to be within Him. And so I start seeing something different within me. I start seeing things that I needed to change, and I know that I couldn't do it alone. Mm-hmm. And I know that Evangel Home offered so much support systems and resources and things that they can help me to become the woman I am. So that's why, like Jerry said, every day I'll have a new outfit on, and I still kind of seem to do the same thing.
Yeah, today we're wearing boots. Yesterday we're wearing 7-inch spike heels. That's kind of like, oh.
One day we're Scarlett O'Hara, the next day we're a hippie, that's is right. what you said.
Somebody, I can't wait to get to work to see what Brittany is going to be that day.
Well, Brittany, I want to move to the discussion we had before we turned on the microphone. And in a word, you describe yourself as rude,
yes.
as a rude person. And at the banquet, we had a bunch of our residents hold up cards that used two words to describe who they were, and then turned the cards over and two words to describe who you are and are becoming. And so rude was your first self-description. How did that come about? When did you decide, I'm going to be rude?
Probably around like 16, really, or a little younger than that, probably 13. I experienced a death with my grandfather, and I really just didn't really feel like the love anymore. I really didn't really care about anything, and so I just took on putting on different characteristics that I picked out of people that were supposed to be good role models in my life. And the way that they covered their pain is by being rude, being disrespectful, showing a lot of anger and hate. And so I took on all those and just became the rudest thing I can ever find mm-hmm. or ever imagine.
Mm-hmm. So what was the other word you used on your card for who you were?
Disrespectful.
Okay, rude and disrespectful. Now, that's not something we want to put on our bucket list.
No. And that's something, Jim, I think many, many people who are raised in good situations are told not to be that. You know, you're taught not to be rude, mm-hmm. and you are taught to be respectful if you're in the right group when you're being raised, if you yeah. have parents or a parent or somebody who is watching out for your best interest.
Yeah.
When you decide to become rude and disrespectful, that means there's nobody watching out for your best interest.
Right. And it's the old saw, values are caught, not taught. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And even if you're taught not to be rude or disrespectful, if that's what's being modeled, that tends to be the direction you go. And so to protect yourself, I assume, Brittany, is a defense mechanism.
Yes.
Because like you said before we turned on the mic, when you jump out at somebody and are rude and disrespectful, they tend to back up.
Yes, yes, that's so true. Any situation I approach, I'll be rude. A person can say hi, and I'll just, like, mug them, you know, and just look at them with a mean look on my face and just never really giving a person a chance to love me or really to care about me or anything like that. So I always push people away just with my attitude and my behavior.
Brittany, I'm curious, what did you find out about yourself when you tried not being rude? Were there parts of you that came out that you didn't even know?
Yeah, a lot of parts angry. I was really angry about certain things that I haven't dealt with, like in the past. I just, honestly, I got in touch with a little girl who I just left in the past. And that little girl is becoming a woman, and so it feels really good. So I think I got in touch with the old me.
Okay. How interesting. Now, you've been, you're about ready to graduate.
Yes.
Another 6 or 8 weeks, something like that. It's coming right up. What class or classes have been most significant to you, things you've learned the most, been most important in the development of Brittany?
I think a boundaries, my boundary class, because when I came in here, I had no boundaries. I was very codependent. I would let people use me as much as they wanted to, long as, you know, I just was like, no limits. And so boundary class really taught me how to have an alarm on myself and just let people know my boundaries and let them know how far I will go. And just really, it just really, that helped me out with a lot.
Still, without being rude.
Yeah, without being rude.
So, at the banquet, you had rude and disrespectful, and then you turned the card over, and it said,
respectful and humble.
Respectful and humble. Respect and humility. Yes. Yeah, that's good stuff. How do you feel about yourself now that is where you've settled on your internal wardrobe, if you will?
It actually makes me feel good. I'm kind of excited that I got to experience the rude side also, because when a person come off rude, I can humble myself and not lash back at them and to be rude. And, I just, respect them. And, after a while, they start being nice to me, you know. Yeah. They'll be like, she's steady just being there and pressing with me and loving me like Jerry and everyone at Avenger Home did. Like, they didn't throw me away, and I think that's what it taught me, not to throw people away.
Well, I'm just guessing that if you're not rude and you decide to turn those charm lights on high beam, you can win folks over.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Look at the smile.
Yes.
I like that. Yeah. Brittany, it's just a delight to talk to you, and I'm so glad we get to pick this up 9 months later or whatever it was. Jerry, we're down to about a minute. We need to talk about upcoming holidays. What's top of your mind as far as what we need to know about the Evangel Home and the holidays?
We talked about turkeys already, so I trust that the turkeys will be coming. But when I went to the kitchen today and I looked at that stove, Jim, I cannot wait to get a replacement stove. So I think, and we are going to try to, you know, get enough money to get to that level. We can remodel the kitchen. But if people want to give money toward the kitchen, that would be the best thing we could have for the holidays. Otherwise, nothing else is going to get done.
Let me just briefly recap for anybody who may not have been at the banquet or heard the discussion on Heartline before. We serve 36,000 meals a year or 38,000 meals a year here at Evangel Home. And the range is ready for the scrap metal place. Yeah. And in the original design of Evangel Home, the traffic pattern into the basement where all the supplies are kept is through the kitchen. So to get toilet paper for the rooms, you have to go through the kitchen. To get clothing, you have to go through the kitchen. And we need to remodel that and improve the traffic flow. So, folks, we're still a little bit short. We had three levels that we were presenting. The non-negotiable, the range has to be replaced. There is highly preferable rearranging things in the kitchen, and then heaven, which is the totally redoing, remodeling the kitchen. So look at your situation, help if you can, and we're out of time. Jerry, thank you so much.
Thank you, Brittany.
Call us at 264-4714. Ask how you can be of help and pray every day. Ken, it's your turn. Thanks, listeners, for being with us on Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
The Evangel Home of Fresno can be reached by phone in the 559 area code 264-4714 or from anywhere on the face of the earth with an internet connection at evangelhome.org. I thank you for tuning in this week's edition of the RV, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno, Heartline. We'll talk to you next time.